been a couple of weeks. Let's catch up with Sergeant Wayne Butch. Hello, Butch.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. Hello.
You've been busy, you guys. There's been some property crime around the region, eh?
Yeah, we've had another spike of what we call creeping property crime. Just people just walking around the streets at night time in dark clothing, trying car doors, stealing cars, the like. So we've had a massive spike over at New Auckland. So we're asking anyone in the areas of around Sharon Drive, Pender Avenue, all those sort of areas in around there. There were 7 or 8 breaks of cars and houses in that area over the night of the 9th and 10th of this month, and a stolen car from last night in Walters Avenue. So anyone in around Walters Avenue last night, just check their notifications, see if they've got some visitors walking past or having a look in their property, because they're pretty active at the moment. Even if you're not in those areas, but you get notifications and you sort of don't worry about them, just have a look at them for us. See if you can see a couple of these kids running around, and that just helps us piece together who's involved and what we can do about it.
Yeah, CCTV footage, mate. Gee, I tell you what, it's helped out heaps, hasn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. Like, not even 12 months ago, you'd drive around and you'd see a camera and you'd be all excited, go, oh, they might have seen something. Now it's, there's one. It's amazing for us as evidentiary tools just to go out and have a look and talk to people. And even though a lot of them don't either have them charged, or there's no SIM cards in them, or they don't have the PIN numbers for their set-top box what runs with it, that's okay. But as long as we get a couple of work, it's a great tool for us.
School holidays end of this week for many people. They're going away, taking the kids on a bit of a break as well across central Queensland and surrounding areas. You guys are going to be on the road, though.
Yeah, we've got a couple of traffic operations running, so anyone out and about who thinks it's a bit short of time getting to where they got to go, so they might put the foot down, just be wary that we will be out there. Speed cameras, mobile radar detections, RBTs are all out and about. Just because you're on holidays doesn't mean you have the gumption to go and get full of beer and drive around, or full of alcohol and drive around, because the old saying is true that we'll get you one day.
Yes,
we will. So.
Yeah, for sure. And, mate, I have noticed in a couple of spots, and I won't say where, but there has been stationary vans picking up those that are speeding too. So you just never know.
Yeah, and they're out and about, random positions, and you just never know. And that's the reason, they're pointless, They don't stop you from speeding at the time. Well, I'm pretty sure if you get a $1,000 ticket, it's going to slow you up for a while after that, so...
Yeah.
The thought of them being around and the financial consequence of doing over the speed is enough for me to keep my speed down. So it could be the same for everyone. And if you don't speed, you don't get a ticket. So if you follow the Fatal Five as you're driving, the chances you get to where you're going to go to are much improved.
All right, Butch. Thank you, mate. Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll catch up. Oh, well, actually, won't be catching up with me next week. Aaron Stevens is filling in for the next 3 weeks, so I'll catch you when I get back.
Lovely. Have a great holiday and look after yourselves, everyone.
Thank you. Sergeant Wayne Butcher there on 4CC.